The sermon title today is Walking by Faith. I wasn't going to preach on this. I had no idea of preaching on this. In fact, Carol asked me yesterday what I was going to be preaching on. I told her exactly what I was going to be preaching on, but at 4 a.m. this morning, the Lord changed it. So this is it today. So walking by faith. Is God really who He says He is? Will God really do what He says He will do? And did He really create the earth? Is there really a place called heaven? Does He really save? Will a loving God really send someone to hell? And the list is endless, isn't it? It just goes on and on and on. Does God really heal? Will He really heal me? In John 8, verse 44, it says that Satan is a liar, that he is the father of all lies. Now, I want you to turn with me to John chapter 10 and verse 10 this morning. It's a very simple message, but I believe that it's going to be speaking to your heart today. So John chapter 10 and verse 10. In John 10, 10, this is what it says. Many of you have got it memorized. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. And I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So John 10:10 says the thief came to do what? Rob, kill, and destroy. And there is no area in your life more important to Satan than your faith. He wants to rob you of your faith. He wants to kill your faith, and he wants to destroy your faith. Why? Because it is the nucleus of the Christian belief. It is at the very core of the Christian belief. All of Christianity rests on our faith believing. By faith, I am saved. By faith, I am healed. In 2 Corinthians 5, 7, it says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." Amen? So back to John 10:10. Does God really want you to have eternal life, life abundantly? Satan is not only the master of deception, but he is also the master of the word really. He uses the word really to cast doubt, to create hesitation. If he can cause you to doubt, to question, he's got you, doesn't he? He has got you where? In the area of your faith. You are trying to walk in faith, and all of a sudden, if he can cast doubt on that, then he's got you in a position where it hampers your walk of faith with the Lord. Let me explain. Maybe years ago you accepted Christ. No question to it. You know the Lord. You've got this. There's no doubt about it. His presence bears witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. So there's no question in your mind that you are saved. But every day since that day, you know what? You are expected to what? Walk in faith. Not only when you accepted Jesus, but in every area of your life, you are expected to walk in faith. Many people can walk in faith maybe in one area of their life, but they struggle in another area of their life. So let me ask you, what area of your life are you struggling to walk in faith in? Right now. What area of your life are you struggling to walk in faith in? And yes, you know what it is before I even said it. You know exactly what that area of your life is. It instantly comes to your mind. And let me ask you, in that area that you have doubt, did that doubt start with the question, can God really? Can God really? Then let me ask you, who is asking the question? You or Satan? Is he the one that is asking you that question in that area of your life of whether you can walk in faith believing in that area? Now turn with me to Genesis chapter 3. We're going to go back to the original sin. Genesis chapter 3. Now in this scripture, we're not going to see actually where Satan actually says the word really, but that's exactly what he means. So in Genesis chapter 3, Genesis and chapter 3, and you're going to go to verse 1, and we're going to read verses 1 through 5. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and he said, to the woman, has God indeed said? In other words, has he really said it? You shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. In verse 4, then the serpent said to the woman, you will surely not die. I mean, really? For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So has God really said this? Is this really what God meant? You really, are you going to die? Here we see Satan poses the question, really. So let's sort this out. When you and I doubt God, it can be in the flesh. We can also see where it can also be an attack from the adversary that's attacking us to question our walk, to question our relationship with God, to question if God is really who he says he is, if God will really do what he says that he will do. It can be from a direct attack of Satan. Well, one thing that we truly know, it is never, never, never from God. When you and I accept Christ, we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And what have we said before? The Holy Spirit indwelling in us is in perfect harmony with God. If there's a question in your spirit about walking in faith, it's not from God, is it? It's from you. It may be from my prior life in the flesh. Not walking in the spirit while I'm walking in the flesh. And you know what? The flesh is like for Missouri. I'll see it when I believe it, or I'll believe it when I see it. It always is going to question. Or it can be an attack from the adversary to cause doubt in your life. If we then are walking in doubt, we are walking in the flesh and not, what? In the spirit. Because the Holy Spirit will not doubt God because, what? They are one. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So if we're walking in doubt, we know that it is not from the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is in one with the Father, and there is no doubt. Now turn with me to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. In Galatians chapter 5, we'll read verse 16 through 18, and then we're going to read more than that, but I want to stop right there. So Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. In verse 16 it says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you're led by the Spirit, you're under the law. You are not under the law. Now I'm going to read verse 19 through 21. And I want you to think of it this way when I read verses 19 through 21, that these things exhibit themselves by those who doubt God. Never thought of it that way before. Well, I can't say that I ever thought of it that way either. But when we read verse 19 through 21, think about it. These things exhibit themselves by those who doubt God. Now verse 19 says, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revilries, and the like, of which I tell you before, just as I also told you in the past, that those who practice these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Because those that are exhibiting these things in their life, they doubt God. They doubt God's existence. They're not walking in the Spirit. They're walking in the flesh. Now, verse 22 through 25, I want you to look at this as we read it. And these things are exhibited by those who do not doubt God. So when we read verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions. And can I add the word doubts? And desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be come conceited, provoking one another, or envying one another. Romans 10:17 says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. To build you up, in the book of Jude, it says, build you up in the most holy faith. That every one of us need to be built up in our faith, no matter what we are facing in our life or the opportunity that you may not be facing today, but you may be facing tomorrow. Because everything is changing on a daily basis when we live in this world. Are you walking in faith believing, or are you walking in doubt? If you're walking in doubt, it's definitely either a question from the adversary, or it's your flesh questioning the Word of God. We are not supposed to question the Word of God. We are supposed to walk in the Word of God by faith believing. Amen. In our faith and in our trust. Are you hearing it today? That which you struggle in. Walk in faith. Now, one last scripture I want to share with you. Just turn with me to Matthew chapter 12. In Matthew chapter 12. In Matthew chapter 12, I want you to go to verse 34. So Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. In Matthew 12, verse 34, it says, brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? Now listen to the words. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. What does that mean? Out of the abundance of your heart? Well, when we talk about your heart, we're talking about your soul, your emotions, the very center of the being of your life. So what you've got coming out here is actually what you believe in here. And if you're speaking doubt into a situation, then you're believing doubt in here. We need to speak positive things out here about our relationship that we have with the Lord Jesus, because we have the positivity of the Holy Spirit dwelling within our life. Speak out of the Spirit. Don't speak out of the flesh. Don't speak out of what the adversary is saying. Speak out of the Spirit, and you're going to speak truth and life into that situation. Because many times, Christians, we speak death into a situation because we are speaking things that are of death, of the flesh, of the adversary, because we are speaking words of doubt. Amen. Now let me encourage you. God is all-knowing, all-powerful, everywhere present. We all know that. Satan is not all-powerful. He's not everywhere present, and he's not all-knowing. So how does Satan know the things that he knows about you? Because you tell him. And if you're telling him things and opening up areas in your life for an attack, he's going to walk right in the door. If you're already doubting something, he's going to heap more doubt on you. We need to speak the words of God rather than the words of man. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Pastor Leo is your greatest cheerleader today. I'm cheering you on to walk in faith. If God says he can heal you, then he's going to heal you. If God says he's going to deliver you, he can deliver you. If God says he's going to save you, he will save you. Hallelujah. Walk in that faith. Walk in that faith. Now listen to me, one last thing, we'll close. By walking in faith, you have everything to gain and you have nothing to lose. If you're dealing with cancer, you can speak all the negativity that you want to it. What is that going to do for you? Zero. If you want to speak life into it, you say, well, it didn't heal me. It didn't change me. You have nothing to lose. Speak life. Don't speak death. Speak truth. Don't speak doubt into any situation that you're facing in life. And many of you are going through some challenging things, and I understand that. We need to start speaking truth into it and faith into it. Don't speak out the powers of darkness. Amen? Will you stand with me today? Very simple message, but that's what the Lord laid on my heart this morning. Father, we just come before you today in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we pray that your hand would be upon each and every one of our lives, that we would walk in the truth of the Scripture, that we would walk in the truth of your word, that your hand is upon us, that you love us beyond anything that we can even imagine. And Lord, we glorify and we magnify your name today. Be with us as we leave this place. May your hand be upon each and every one of our lives, and we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. 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 God bless you all. You're dismissed.